The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
524, Mark and Paul checking in. Weird Wednesday. Gorgeous out there. 50 degrees. Going to be 61 today. If you get the app, you can listen to us anywhere. You can get the internet. Our friends Rich and Tara listening this morning down at a resort in Cozumel said, how's the resort? Yeah, not so good. I bet it was cheaper than the Flakes trip. Yeah, probably. But it's not Secrets Akimel good.
No, it's not.
And folks, Paul and I have become resort snobs because we've been to real good ones and we've been to not real good ones.
Mark, I just flew on an airplane that was cheaper.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that ever again. Row 33D. I'm not doing it.
Don't we have any real tall guys we can squeeze back here somewhere?
Yep, exactly. Oh, so, hey, you haven't showered for a week, huh? Nice. Oh, you need an extender belt. Okay, great. Yep, that's right.
Hey, you can go cheaper. There's all kinds of places you... Well, we found a deal, and we went down, and we stayed bubble, you know.
Yep, you can, can't
you?
Can, you?
But
you get what you pay for.
You're doing this deal, and in travel and resorts you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get what you pay for.
And you people that told us, well, if the trip wasn't so expensive, so the 1 year, we found the cheapest thing we could find, which was that cruise, that Carnival cruise. I know Paul's not cruising again. Oh, I'm not cruising again.
That was awful.
Yeah.
Not to say I may not ever cruise again on a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you pay for. Remember the 1 year we went on a Princess or something? That was great.
Yeah.
But we went on the Walmart cruise.
Yes, we did.
Where a guy I watched all morning eat. Oh, I can't even go over it again. It grosses me out. And then cleaned himself out in a hot tub, if you know what I'm talking
about. If you know what I'm talking
about. Gosh.
Yeah, that's a tough one to figure out.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Yep. You get what you pay for. No matter what you do, you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese pipe wrench, or you can buy a Craftsman.
Right.
You know, I mean, you get what you pay for. So,
okay, before we get into this next bit, let me try and set the record straight. I know a lot of people that think this way aren't up this early, but a lot of times when I'm out and I meet people, oh, yeah, I listen to you guys sometimes tell your partner blah, 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 blah about the Grizz. I said, Paul doesn't hate the Grizz. It's fans apparently like you that just take yourselves a little too seriously about that. We're both rooting for the Grizz in the playoffs.
That's right. Now I want the Grizz to win the national championship. I don't want North Dakota State, or I don't want the other ones.
But it's tough like this.
Yeah.
Furman fans say that they played at South Carolina in front of 78,000 people. They'll handle the Washington Grizzly Stadium just fine.
And so, I can imagine what's coming.
This isn't an FBS stadium. It's louder. Go Grizz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to that, I'll have to relook and get the gal's name here. There is a local business gal had tickets who couldn't go. So she put a thing out there, and other businesses are rounding tickets up for people that can't go to the game Friday because it's Friday night at 7. And they're going to give them to unsuspecting fans, which is awesome. And this time of year, it's great to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And in a related story.
Are they going to let Furman bring their coaches?
I don't know if they're going to let them bring the band.
Because, or the coaches' wives, because I know last time, you know, they, in order to sell more, they kept the Montana State band out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody of religious orientations were allowed in.
Mm-hmm.
None of that kind of stuff, you know.
Well, we got to sell tickets. Yeah. Well, this time, UM President Seth Bodner said the university is going to cover up to 3,000 tickets for students.
Really?
Because they want students in there, and that's the right thing to do.
Wonder where he got that idea about students should be able to get into their own games free.
Absolutely.
I've been an advocate for that for years, and it doesn't happen. Or at least have a student section. Put them in the cheap seats. They don't care.
No, college kids?
Yeah. They're there anyway because she's going to be there, and she's there because he's going to be there, uh-huh. And you never know what may happen. That's a Friday game?
Friday night.
Oh.
And the weather's not going to be any worse than what it was for their last game. It was in the snow.
Yeah.
Friday in Missoula, high of 33, but nothing forecast snow-wise. So.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Oh, I've got some more news.
I don't
from
know.
My partner this morning. Just gotta find it. Sofia Vergara had to get a restraining order. Claims an unstable stalker has been harassing her.
So? They don't know that for sure.
It doesn't feel good, does it?
No.
They don't know what it's really like to be in love, and you mm-hmm. just want to let them know. Mm-hmm. He's been sending her notes. He mailed her a letter stating he'll be seeing and hearing from her very soon, my love, and signs off as gangsta.
Really?
Yes.
Gangsta.
So, had to get something done about that. Sure, somebody that celebrity status has got security.
She wouldn't need security if she was out in the middle of God's country.
Well, if you drive by the DoubleTree Hotel anytime now through the weekend, you'll see that they have the Montana stock growers get together here. And what that means is we take the hotel with the worst parking in town, mm-hmm. and then we close off the parking lot so we can display some of the bigger pieces of equipment. Did you see that one green Toyota pulled in last this morning?
No.
Okay. So on the east end where you can still drive through that isn't roped off, there's some type of work truck, and behind that is a green Toyota. Great Falls Place.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Great Falls Place made me so proud.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Is it the Stock Growers Center meeting? It's got to be probably first week of December.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So... If we have a fire, there's a tractor in the fire lane. Did you see that?
And a fair point, actually.
Right on 27th Street, blocking the fire lane. They won't be able to get in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a ticket.
Yeah, should be.
Well, it's a ticket unless you're bringing a lot of people to town that are going to spend some money. Then it's not a ticket. That's not a ticket. We could put tractors into fire lanes and block emergency vehicles from getting into a 23-story hotel that would go up like a gallon of gasoline. But you can't let teenagers stay overnight in a building that's perfectly safe that doesn't have an overhead sprinkler system.
Right.
Yeah. Where's the fire marshal? Where's he at? I mean, he's so strict on that. We kick these kids out on the streets at night. Where is he down here? Or did the mayor give him a call and say, hey, FM, you kind of overlooked that tractor, would you? These guys are bringing in a bunch of money to our city, you know. They think Sky Point's cool. So, you know, cut them some slack. Yeah, I don't know. These stock growers are all different than this stock grower.
Yeah.
Because I can't afford anything in that parking lot. So.
You will find no $800,000 combines out of Paul's Place.
Nope, you won't. Nope. That stock trailer down there is probably 75, 80 grand. I keep welding mine up, repacking wheel bearings. Oh, well. Boy, you're so dead on, though, about, you know, you get what you pay for. You see all those ads in magazines and things, you know, cruises for $299.
Yeah.
Or Mexican resorts for $799. I'm telling you. I don't know if you folks have ever experienced FHD. But it's not fun, especially on a trip.
No.
But, yeah, you get what you pay for. You know, they have this big... we're going to talk about this a little bit. They had a big safety meeting yesterday. And they brought these people in to this safety meeting that are city figures. The mayor, of course, the mayor, city administrator, some law enforcement guys, People like that. And they're trying to figure out what to do about crime and dropout rates, all these kinds of things. What they should have brought in to that meeting, and I didn't see anybody there that would talk about this. Why didn't they bring in people to that meeting and ask them or let them talk about what they did right? These guys are all trying to find where we went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in people who have done it right and say, what was your secret? How did you do it? Rather than trying to find solutions for when it goes bad, how to correct it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my point. All these things that they're talking about, everything that they're talking about in there, we never used to have those problems. We had a few.
Mm-hmm.
But you could count them on one hand. We never had those problems. But nobody, none of these visionaries and none of these leaders, they don't want to ever go back to the way that we used to do things. And why is that? Well, politics, political correctness, the way it's viewed socially, all these kind of things now that come into play. And for so many years, we did it right. Now it's gone full blown out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to figure out how to fix full blown out of control rather than stopping things before they get full blown out of control.
Right.
That's the way you do it. I mean, it's that simple. You know, it's easier to insulate a home when you're building it to keep your energy costs down than it is to build a home with crappy insulation and then have to go back and, in order to save energy, have to go in and re-insulate, pull sheetrock off, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's way easier to do that. Now, and to be fair, this problem has taken years and years and years and years to escalate. 30 local, state, and federal leaders gathered. Okay. Law enforcement, criminal justice, government people. Four topics: reducing family violence, developing criminal intervention strategies, lowering violent and property crime, and improving downtown safety. Now, all of those for 75 years we had under control.
Mm-hmm.
But now we don't. Mayor Bill Cole said, well, public safety's been a top priority of the city for several years, except for this last one. Where recreation was the top priority of city. So don't start talking out of both sides of your you-know-what.
Right.
Because recreation was your top priority last time. Several shootings last month or so. Okay. Even though violent crime is down, it's still higher than historical and national averages. Oh, hey, wait a minute. There you go. Still higher than historical averages, which means we knew how to do it for such a long time.
Good point.
This is my point. After the recent upsurge in shootings, public school superintendent Erwin Garcia talked about the school district. Mark and I had a chance. We interviewed him once. He came in when he was new. We had a great conversation. I really like the guy. He said the district looked into the backgrounds of some of teenagers who are involved. There is commonality among the dropouts. The district's overall graduation rate is now 86%. Now, hold on. Let's just stop right there. And folks, graduating now is way easier
mm-hmm.
than it was to graduate 30 years ago.
I agree.
Way easier. Garcia said the graduation rate drops to 69% for Native American and Hispanic students, even lower for other minorities. So far this year, 90 students have dropped out. They expect the number to rise to 150 by next year. People say, well, we don't have money to do this or to do that or to address the problem. Garcia said we either pay now or we're going to pay later because those 150 kids we lose from our system will show up in some other one. And he's right. The district in October invited 90 kids who dropped out this year and their families to lunch. We have 30 of them back. Here's the key. Their families. Mark, were you allowed to drop out?
No, not an option.
I wasn't.
No.
Never even dreamed about it.
Mm-mm.
So why do we have so many dropouts?
Get ready for a holiday extravaganza at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Experience the magic with Christmas market vendor shopping, live performances by Tris Munsick and the Innocents featuring the Clay Halos. There's thrilling NFR watch parties, and join the fun at Roadside's Ugly Sweater Bingo on December 22nd, where we'll be teaming up with the Marines to support Toys for Tots. Come create unforgettable moments this holiday season at Roadside Event Center. Learn more on the Roadside website or on Facebook.
Families. We're touching all these other things that matter, but we're not getting down to the real core.
Right.
They got 30 of them back. He's working on creating an opportunity school that would focus on students who are struggling in their first year of high school. Okay, let's stop right there. Why are they struggling going from eighth grade in the high school? Struggling. Why are they struggling? Struggling meaning what? Don't understand subject matter. Have low reading proficiencies, don't get math. In addition to providing more resources to kids in public schools, leaders also talked about helping those affected by family violence at home. Half the assaults handled by the police department last year related to domestic abuse. There was a bunch over the weekend. City and county leaders discussed working together to set up a family justice center that put all the resources for victims of domestic violence in one place. Leaders also brainstorm ways to improve criminal intervention and diversion strategies. They also discuss that at the meeting. Zach Tarakatis, Executive Director for Substance Abuse Connect, talked about the work his organization's been doing to map the local criminal justice and law enforcement system. He said you have to talk about guns at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, did you know not to go in the closet and play with somebody's firearm or steal one out of a vehicle?
Yeah.
I did. I also knew not to go into the medicine cabinet.
Right.
Touch any of that kind of stuff. I knew that. I knew not to root around in my dad's drawers, anything like that. We all knew that. In addition to improving prevention and intervention, the police chief said more officers are needed to curb violent property crime. We now have an average of 10 officers on duty per shift. 10. He said he needs to add about another 20 officers to the city's police force. The jail's at capacity, 434. That's the capacity of the jail. Population's been hovering at 600. 120 are slated to go to out-of-town detention centers. Jails are normally run at 80% capacity. During the discussion, city leaders heard from more than a dozen people who stood up to speak during the comment period, of which I'm guessing people like Tarakatis and others, those comments went right in his ear and right out the other. He's already determined, folks, that it's guns that are the problem. People said we need to expand the jail, hire more cops. One woman said she lost her son after he got mixed up with gangs. Mark, when you were a kid, did you ever consider joining a gang?
To the best of my knowledge, we didn't have any gangs in Great Falls.
I didn't either. I'm going to get to the point here in a minute, folks. There are people who are convincing our kids that gangs are the way to go when they're not. One guy there was homeless. He advised them to do more for those living on the streets. He wants everybody else to do more for him because he's living on the street.
Mm-hmm.
That man can work the same amount of hours every week I work.
That's right.
If he wants to. Where's my Native American delegates? Where's Crow? Where's Cheyenne? Where's all the people who are supposed to be here with us to help us? He said, I ask organizations and they tell me their hands are tied. You guys can cut those. It's like slavery. Cut them and help us. Folks, look what we've done to ourselves. You know, these problems aren't brought on by our lifestyles and things like that. That's not where these problems occur. They start far earlier than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a story today for the game Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto. Mark, were there any games when we were kids like Grand Theft Auto where The bigger the thug you are, and the more criminal you become, the more you're rewarded in this game.
Uh-huh. We had pole position. I remember that one.
Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto, folks. I was looking it up. I was reading what the object of this game is. It's asinine. But yet, you know what the problem is?
Huh.
The problem is we don't have enough programs. We don't have this. We don't have this center set up. We don't. Grand Theft Auto. The bigger thug you are, the more violent you become, the higher up in crime that you go, the more you're rewarded in this game.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with it. Nothing. Nothing. You hear me talk about all the time and people think I'm so judgmental. So judgmental. You don't know what it's like. When I say, if you can't raise your children, don't have them.
Right.
If you don't... I talked about this the other day. I saw a picture of a brand new baby grabbing the little finger of her sister's hand. And I thought, that's what happens. As soon as that brand new baby grabs on to your little finger or dad's little finger, that automatically sends a message that from now on, you give up everything that was most important to you. And you accept everything now that's most important for them.
Yeah.
That's the message. Oh, no, you don't know what it's like. Screw you. I know what it's like. All these things we're talking about, all these things we're talking about, all comes down to how we're raising our children, family unity. We've eliminated faith from everybody's daily ledger.
Mm-hmm.
Not even allowed to be talked about in our schools. We have trans, whatever they are, reading to our children, trying to persuade them on different sexual orientations, but we have no priest there reading to them, do we?
No.
Telling them what's right or wrong. We have lazy slug, piece of crap parents who look at their children as a burden rather than a blessing.
Right.
Rather than a blessing. No discipline. None. Zero. I don't want to be bothered. All of these breakdowns. Mark could come home, and I could come home, and you know what our parents, you think our parents ever asked if we had homework to do? Every night.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have homework? Do you have homework? Do you have homework? Every night.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are going into high school, and they're dropping out as freshmen. We don't even flunk kids in grade schools and middle schools. We just move them right through the system.
True.
What kind of good are we doing them if they're not able to read and write and do math? What are we setting them up for? And once again, it goes back to the home. The home. Hey, Pterodactyls, you listening to this? It's not because people in Montana travel with guns in their cars. It's discipline, right and wrong. Do we have 68% obesity because restaurants have forks and knives in them? No. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, you got to go back to ground zero and put more emphasis on the things that make a difference in a person's life early than you do trying to come up with the solutions once they're 18 to 21. That's where you change it. Look at all of the new soldiers in America that have been groomed by our educational system that are out there right now. They know more about the ozone layer than they do about fractions and decimal points and percentages.
Mm-hmm.
They know about how to get an adidectomy than they know about responsibility.
Right.
All of these things. Here's something else for the city that should have been done many, many years ago. And I know they don't like to hear it because it's bureaucracy. It's government. We need one law enforcement agency.
Mm-hmm.
One. We are a small, and I know this gets under Cole's collar, we are a very small city when you think of terms of what's around nationally.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need two separate law enforcement agencies in this small little town.
Right.
We can consolidate, save money, and add officers. We have different vehicles, different uniforms, all these kind of things. We don't need that. More, double the administration, double the lieutenants, double the chiefs, double the guys in charge, double the retirements. We don't need that. One that can cover Yellowstone County.
Get ready for a holiday extravaganza at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Experience the magic with Christmas market vendor shopping, live performances by Tris Munsick and the Innocents featuring the Clay Halos. There's thrilling NFR watch parties, and join the fun at Roadside's Ugly Sweater Bingo on December 22nd, where we'll be teaming up with the Marines to support Toys for Tots. Come create unforgettable moments this holiday season at Roadside Event Center. Learn more on the Roadside website or on Facebook.
Call it whatever you want. Yellowstone County Police Department. Have one. You know, our police department says we could use another 20 guys. Well, the county sheriffs have that many. But when you look at them as individual police departments, the police are understaffed and the sheriffs are understaffed.
Great point. Great point.
Put them together.
Right.
And we got enough staff. You know, why do we do these dumbass things?
Because that's the way we've always done it.
That's right. That's right. Stupid. So we can save money that way. Folks, dropping out of school was never an option for me. It was never an option for Mark. It was never an option for most of you. That's being allowed by the parents and these kids that have been abandoned and the parents that should never have been parents. And I'll say it again, they should not be having these children if they can't raise them and take the responsibility. Mm-hmm. But you're not allowed to say that now. You could say it back in the 60s and 70s. Right. You could say that now. Now you can't. Now you can't. You're too judgmental. Discipline is gone out the window. Nobody gets SWATs in school anymore.
Oh, no.
We all got SWATs.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I got one. Our athletic director had a paddle that they took a router and they put ouch in it. So when he hit your ass, you had ouch show up on your butt if you got out of line.
If you did that now, you'd go to jail.
Can't do that.
Oh, my God.
Nope. No SWATs, no discipline, nothing. How many kids get detention now?
I don't know that.
I don't either. How many kids have to write, I will not talk in class 1,000 times and turn it in Tuesday? I mean, just... We've lost all discipline. We've lost the family core, the family unit. These problems that we're having are self-inflicted by society and by the standards that we have accepted for today. And so now we're to the tipping point, and now we got to correct them. But no one in that meeting suggests going back at all to the way we used to do things. Not one. Not one of them. Why do we have phones in our schools? How were we able to be the leading nation in the world for math, science, and reading for so many years? You know what we lead in now? Dumbasses that walk around the school with phones all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just part of society. Well, sure it is. And great. Pterodactyls is worried about guns and cars and buildings. Why don't you worry about phones in schools? Huh? Why don't you worry about that? Leave them in the lockers. No phones anywhere in that school.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that such a big problem? Why is that something we can't do?
We can, but we don't.
I know. You talk about a distraction. You know what keeps kids from learning? Distractions. So what do we do in our school district? We allow the biggest distraction there is in the school building, besides hot senior girls.
Mm-hmm.
That was a distraction for us.
Right.
Why do we do that, folks? Well, you got to let them. What if their parents need? Our parents got a hold of us if we needed it.
You know, the landline worked okay back in the day.
You leave a message at the office.
Right.
Why? Look at the distractions that they get just from that. Just from that. But we're not going to go back and do things that we knew worked. Not going to do that. You know what else we do now, folks? We let shoplifters run out of the stores. And we have our stores fire the people if they try to stop the criminal.
It's against the policy. We can't take the chance of you getting hurt, so let them walk.
Look at the things that we do to ourselves, all these self-inflicted things that we do. It's crazy. So now we're trying to find the solutions on the other end rather than preventing them from starting.
Mm-hmm.
You think our schools have, you think they teach our kids a lot about parenting and responsibility? And priorities, things like that, family, hard work ethics. I don't know. They do. A lot of families sure as hell ain't teaching it anymore. But that's where these problems all start. And that's where we have to correct them. Because once somebody is 18 or once somebody is 21 and they have already gone down the wrong road and they know no better, it's in their DNA. Remember when we had Stacy in here and I wanted her to let people know the DNA of a gangbanger.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get a gangbanger to go back to opportunity school. It's too late.
That's right.
It's like when you smoke your whole life and you ruin your lungs. Your lungs are shot. They're done. You've already done the damage. Where's the media on this? You know, the media has... How many people talk about this kind of thing the way I do? The media talks about how the cops are the bad guys all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, you remember that you see it in the paper all the time. When the Gazette... This is the third time that somebody in Billings has been shot by a policeman. You see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Israel thing, they're talking about how bad Israel is. When the heinous things that this terrorist thing has done, look what they do. They turn all this stuff around, folks. These people, they don't... How come the paper doesn't call out you slug parents that shouldn't have had these kids, that shouldn't have created to start with? They never call them out.
No.
They wouldn't dare put that in paper. I will.
Mm-hmm.
They won't put that in there. School officials won't be judgmental. They won't tell you. You won't have somebody go up to a kid said, "What the hell are you doing? You know, put that phone away. Don't you bring that into my class again, ever." So now we got a problem. And we have one guy who thinks it's because people in Montana have guns. He's a DA, all right. Boy, if you just wouldn't have cars, people wouldn't... Remember the ski mask thing? I wrote an article about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
All the carjackings. If you people just wouldn't own cars, then they wouldn't steal them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stores just wouldn't have merchandise in there that they wanted, they wouldn't shoplift it. That's the problem. And if you people wouldn't carry guns in your cars, then they wouldn't break out the windows and get in there and steal the gun. You think they're going to steal the cash too if you have some in there too? Oh, yeah, they're going to take that, too. Why? Because they're thugs and they're thieves and they're crooks. That's why.
Right.
Give a damn what's in there. They'll take anything you got. Leave your cell phone in there. Leave whatever. But a lot of these problems that we see, and I know people aren't going to like this either, it all goes back to the family and the parents, and it also goes back to what we allow in our education system and how we educate them.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two main factors. Two. Of whether a person becomes a good person, a productive citizen in society, or whether they become a slug. And that seed is planted very early. So they're talking about it. And, of course, it always comes back to this. More money.
Mm-hmm.
More money. Always comes back to that. More money. Well, maybe we need to become a little more efficient with the money we have.
We do, but the governments never seem to think like that.
We didn't have this much money back then.
No.
And we didn't have this problem. So, anyway, I'm going to follow this. It's going to be interesting to see what they come up with, some of the solutions and things like that. So, there's a lot of stuff they can do without spending money if they want to.
Like any of us would do in our budgets.
Yeah.
I need a way to find to cut spending.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at this stupid-ass rogue school board that you had here in town. Now, they changed a couple seats.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't even let a girl that had a disability graduate because she was going to miss the age deadline by 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Until it took some common sense people that pulled their head out of their ass.
Mm-hmm.
And finally thought, let's do what's right here. And the community rallied. Well, let's start doing what's right here. And maybe we can start turning things around. So there, send your emails, card. I don't care, folks. Water off a duck's back to me.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you want to come in, come on in.
Come on in, send emails, call the boss, whatever makes you happy.
Maybe take your coat off.
That's right. First news coming up, 6:11.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.